Hey, yo, welcome to a Tuesday episode of the Sports Dudes Podcast. I am your host, Tom Shiflett. Joining me, my younger brother, Kyle Harkins. What's up, dude?
How we doing? Nothing much.
And we are back running here at home base here. Internet was down all day yesterday, so didn't get to record yesterday. Just about every Monday, there's some kind of catastrophe going on inside this here compound.
The weekend lags over,
Yeah, so we're back today. We'll get into everything. Now we can actually talk about every single game that happened in week three, except for Thursday night. We're going to talk about that. I talked plenty about it on Friday and throughout the weekend. Not going to talk about
There's nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about. Same shit that I was going to say was going to happen all week. Fuck, it happened Thursday, so it doesn't matter.
We predicted that.
So it doesn't matter.
Point on point
B. You know, whatever. Doesn't matter. None of this matters until they change one thing. And doesn't seem like they're going to change it anytime soon. They did change the lineup. It was just Montavious Adams being the starting defensive tackle instead of Tyson Alulu. So that's the only change they made. So
need one other one, but we're okay.
That wasn't one of those things where it's like, see?
Well, we're not okay.
See? I can make changes. It's like, all right, man. Anyway, we can just get into the Sunday slates of games. We can talk about those.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a... it was a rough week betting-wise.
I had a phenomenal week.
But, like...
Besides, I mean, if the Broncos... I hedged out of that. If I didn't hedge out of that, like I told you yesterday, I would have won 300, but I won 150 instead. So.
Literally just this nice little stretch right here. Just
stinkers.
Losses. Houston, Kansas City, Las Vegas, New Orleans. All just X.
They just... Yeah, Las Vegas like, couldn't pull it out.
Like, what the...
I don't
pull
know
it out?
I don't know what was going on.
They got dominated.
They got dominated, but they still like were in a prime position.
It's because
like,
Tennessee stinks. Like both win. Those teams right. stink.
Yeah, Derrick Henry ran the ball stink. Well. I mean, that was the only thing I guess Tennessee did good. I don't know. That game was weird. Kansas City and the Colts. Kansas City could have ended it 100 times.
We'll get into it.
Colts D played well. Chop it up to them.
We'll get into it. So we'll go. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. The Birds are still undefeated after just dog walking
complete
the Commies.
Shit show.
24-8. Carl had a rough day. The offense in general just couldn't get anything to go.
Our defensive line like, dominated.
It looked more like what Washington was going through in Detroit the previous week, where they just couldn't get out of their own way and they couldn't really get anything going at all and
couldn't block anybody.
It came to a point where Philly had I think it was like almost 320 some yards, and they still had like negative 1 yards total at
passing
one point.
Too,
so
yeah. not even not
it
even
was
running.
Pretty it was pretty brutal for Washington all day. Philly was I think they took their foot off the gas a lot. It could have been a lot worse,
big time.
I mean Jalen was just again he took exactly what the defense gave him. Again, you're in a bind. You can't really play them any kind of way right now.
Right.
You can't, like, good luck.
I mean,
there's nothing you could do.
I thought Washington did a good job of taking away the run. I mean, Miles, they didn't really do that well.
Yeah, they didn't run the ball well, but it's still,
it
like,
really
it's,
matter.
Yeah.
Because you took that away, we were like, we're just going to throw it then. It doesn't matter.
They don't really have the horses in the back end there to kind of compete one-on-one with Philly's pass catcher. So that didn't really, like, again, you could sell it for the run. That's fine. But you don't have anybody can really, like, guard A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. So, Jalen Hurts did whatever he wanted to do, and this offense looks really, really good. And it's hard to imagine that they're going to hit a hiccup anytime soon, but you never know. We've seen this before with some teams where they look dominant. They're never going to slip up. And then the next week, they score like 17 points. You're like, what the hell happened here?
It's going to be an intriguing matchup next week against the Jags coming in with some confidence.
Yeah. I don't know what we do from Washington perspective from here. Like, the offense looked like it was going to be fun against Jacksonville and towards the second half of Detroit. Like, yeah, maybe it'll be fun. But like most of the time it was like pulling teeth last week. And then this week was just, my God, this was bad. So I don't know what Washington is going to look like from here on out. I think we know what they're going to look like defensively. Like even if Chase Young comes back, like I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal because back end, they really can't cover anybody. So
they're middle of the pack. I mean, they're night and day. They can't compete with the best teams in the league, but they can sure as hell compete with, middle of the pack to, of course, bad teams because, we can't. But, Carl's Carl. He's night and day. He's going to be really good sometimes. He's going to be really bad. I mean, he was bad, but that whole team was bad. So,
yeah, I don't know.
They just weren't on our level.
I don't know what to do. Plain and simple. I don't know what to do with Washington. I really don't. Like, I mean,
birds flying high.
Carson Wentz, that's all I can take out. He's under 5.5 per throw. Like,
he was getting. If he didn't get sacked, he had 9 sacks. If he didn't get sacked, we were in his face.
He had 11.4 QBR.
Couldn't do nothing. They couldn't run the ball either. They couldn't take any like pressure off of him. Like, we had to like sit back there and kind of guard the run. Like, it was a full on just absolute ass beating.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what they're supposed to, I don't know what Washington's going to do from here on out. It's just going to be rough, man.
6 wins? 7 wins,
maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's tough to... I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they look like against Dallas next week.
Are they at home?
I think it is.
They might be able to steal that one.
I don't know. Like, I really don't.
I mean, I don't think so. But to me, Dallas isn't that. But Dallas is defense, so you know they're gonna do. They're gonna destroy that offensive line.
The line is just not. It's not holding up. And I think that was the hope coming into the year, was like they at least have a above average offensive line, and Carl's pretty mobile, so it would have been fine. But he's just been under siege. Every game this year, so I don't see it getting any better.
No.
And that's not really a conducive environment for Carson Wentz to be successful when he's constantly under pressure. So
yeah, exactly.
It's not a recipe for success. So if he's going to keep doing what he's doing now, before we know it, we're going to be seeing Sam Howell play football for the Commanders.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're 4 games under 500, you might as well. Get some Sam.
Is Ron even
going to
make it through the year? I mean, this is
he was about to have a heart attack.
Is Rivera going to make it
you
through
see
the
him
year?
During the game?
Fire him?
He was literally about to have a heart attack. But
I think it's, I don't know. It's more interesting right now just to talk about, you know, Washington. I don't know. I mean, people were trying to tell me that they could be like a dark horse for this division or something. I just didn't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't see it. Like,
the Cowboys are better than them.
I just didn't see it.
The Giants are probably better than them.
That's what I'm thinking right now. Like, what's the trajectory going forward with them? Because
they're
like,
probably the worst
the
team
Giants,
in the division.
The Giants aren't world beaters or anything like that, but
they play hard.
They play hard. Defensively, they play hard. Offensively, they're still trying to figure some things out. But Washington, I just don't see the direction that they improve from. Like,
right.
I just don't see it, man. Philly's a fucking tank, man. Like, this is what we were talking about before the year started. Like, it all comes down to Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts has been really fucking good. So this is what this team's going to look like. If he plays well, they're going to be very hard to beat every Sunday. If he struggles, then they're going to struggle a bit.
We got to just keep our head down, keep working hard.
But they're good.
Keep getting better.
They're good. They're a very good football team. I don't think they're the best team in football right now, but they're right up there. They're definitely right up there. Big win for the Birds. Big win. Washington, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do from here on out. I really don't. I was like, why am I even waiting like 4 or 5 more games? Like, if he fucking stinks again, like, why not just play Sam Howell now? Honestly, what's the difference?
I mean, I thought he played pretty well the first 2 weeks.
He played one good week.
Yeah, then a decent.
Opener, he played well.
Then he stunk.
Week two, he stunk, and then he finished it out strong to make it competitive at the end. And then he just fucking stunk the whole way here.
It's one way or the other. He's either terrible or he's either good.
So
I don't know.
We were both pretty easy on the Birds on that one. So that was a layup of the week, obviously. Baltimore at New England. This one was a weird fucking game because Baltimore really didn't stop New England a whole lot. Of just shooting themselves in the foot the whole game, really.
They didn't throw that.
Baltimore
pick.
Has a lot of issues defensively still. They got to figure it out. I thought they got better pressure, but I think that's more along the lines that New England's line is fucking garbage.
They started blitzing a little bit more, didn't they, towards the end? That helped out.
Well, the past 3 weeks, Mac Jones has been pressured the most in his career the past 3 games compared to any point last year.
Right.
So the line's not fucking good.
No.
I thought they figured some stuff out offensively. A little bit. They figured out how to get the ball down the field a little bit, which was good.
I thought he was doing well. Quick hitters out, quick slants.
Yeah, I thought they figured some stuff out. You know, but I think it was more along the lines, too, of like Baltimore's really struggling in the secondary. Also, I think it was a meeting of both things where like these two things kind of stink, but something's got to give out of this.
Yeah.
So Mac Jones was playing well until they really started to get some pressure on him, and then he started making really bad decisions with the football. And then, I mean, Nelson Aguilar with that fumble, like that's
right.
That was some 35-yard catch and run, and then he fumbled the ball.
I think Marlon is like the only
mistakes. There were just giant mistakes.
Marlon's like the only player that, but I could be like, I can hold my hat.
But lost in all this bullshit, like who cares about? Like Lamar was just like the best player on the planet again. Like 3 weeks we've played football.
It's all
he's the best player on the planet.
It's all
3 weeks in a row. He is the guy.
I've been saying it for 2.5 years. You've been saying it for three.
The ball,
it's legit. All it's all Lamar.
He looks great, man, and he is. I think he totals like 86% of their yards right now and every something like that. Like it's comical. Leads the league in passing touchdowns.
The Lions are
leads the league in passer rating. Yeah. And he only has more, or the Lions are the only team that doesn't have less more touchdowns than Lamar. So
he's,
I mean,
third in the league in rushing.
He's on pace right now to have over 60 touchdowns total. So that would obviously be a
even
record.
When the Pats broke their scheme and broke it down, he just pulled something out.
Yeah,
and
there
it's
were
like, this is a magician.
Like watching it again, like there were multiple times where there's three or four guys in his face, and it turns into a 5 yard gain because it's like he's just an alien.
Yeah,
the throws he were making, the decisions he made running the football, like he was just a weapon. And it didn't feel like at any point really that Baltimore was going to lose that game watching it, just because they didn't have an answer for Lamar at all.
Right.
Like they couldn't get a stop for a long time. And it was just like, well, Lamar will just walk back down there and score again. So it's really not that big of a deal. This is no sweat to really deal with.
Yeah, even when they came with that that zero blitz and he just threw it up like an asshole. I don't know why people do that, but they threw it up to Marlon, who's the best corner over there. I mean, I get it. You try to make a play, but that's not it. But either way, like even if they score there, you're great. That's a great point. They're going to go down there and probably score again.
Yeah. They weren't reading any resistance still. Again, Baltimore's not perfect anyway. Again, the defense still needs a lot of work to do. The run game still needs to work a lot more. Yeah. JK looked okay at times, but again, he's still working his way back.
Right.
But the line's still not very fucking good.
Yeah, Mike Davis,
and
healthy scratch.
I mean,
God didn't even touch the field.
You know, Patrick McCurry going down, that was a big deal. Yeah. And they were already missing Stanley. Like, that swing tackle and guard that they have, McCurry, like, losing him, and then having, like, a third-string tackle on both sides when it's already been fucking terrible the first 2 weeks of the season. So, they got a lot of things to clean up, but as long as you have eight back there and healthy, as we saw last year, again, they had 45 players on the IR, and he was the number one seed in the AFC he got hurt.
This boy about to get paid.
He's going to get paid. I don't know if he gets paid this year, honestly. I don't know. Because of how he's playing, I mean, I don't think he's going to get the amount of money he's going to want guaranteed from Baltimore this year. I just don't think it happens.
If I'm Baltimore, I'm like, dude,
it's only gonna get worse from here. It's gonna get worse.
Yeah, but the whole like
financially, it's going to get worse
of like letting him go and thinking we can build a better team.
I don't know.
It's just such asinine.
I think they're just hoping that he comes down from that guaranteed number. But if he's going to get his second MVP trophy here, why would you come down from that guaranteed number?
I would
go up.
I'd go up.
What I mean?
Way up.
So he's playing his way into like a $500 million contract with like three something guaranteed. That's how he's playing.
I'm saying $330 million.
Because he's asked for $225 million at least guaranteed. So, I mean, why not get at $300 million?
It's going to keep going up.
It is. I mean, I don't see a thing because, yeah, I think they're still pretty limited offensively, but the way that Lamar has kind of improved with the throwing mechanics and just overall, like, just being comfortable in the pocket and throwing the ball like he has when he was in MVP in 2019. I just don't see them like really slipping up and having some kind of.
He's gotten so much better. That ball has so much zip.
Yeah,
on
he
it.
Just.
I mean, it's just
he's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger, and he fixed his mechanics. Like,
and he's still running by
good.
People like they're fucking.
Half the time, he's not even really running.
4-year-old
fast.
Bombs. It's, yeah, he's just in cruise control.
Yeah, I the biggest thing I guess going forward, New England has to deal with Mac Jones being out potentially a couple weeks, so it's gonna be Brian Hoyer time.
What did he
for the
break?
Couple
his,
weeks.
Did he sprain his ankle?
It was a severe high ankle sprain with a couple like ligaments messed up.
Me.
Yeah, there were some pictures of him looked like he blew his ACL out. Like, Jesus, is he all right? And it's like, oh, he just had a high ankle sprain. I was like, okay, all right.
Jeez.
All right. Well,
yeah, they, I mean, honestly, they don't stand much of a
T's
choice.
And P's, with, no, I mean, they were pretty
with Hoyer anyway, with him either way. They're not that good of a football team.
I think,
team.
Yeah, you can tell, like, just talent wise, they're not what they were last year, especially along the offensive line. Like, kind of was my whole problem, I mean, with them the whole, yeah, you know, coming into this offseason. It's like the line got worse.
Thing, right. And, your
and you lost Josh McDaniels. So, I mean, you have to figure out a way to make life easier for Mac Jones. I think they started to figure some stuff out, but, like, again, how much of that was because, yeah, Baltimore, right, has been kind of leaky the past couple
just
weeks.
Mid.
So I don't know. Maybe Baltimore figures something out by going pressure more. Like, maybe that, because you do have two of the best corners in the league, tandem-wise. So
going forward here, because,
and Marcus Williams has been playing hell of a safety. Kyle Hampton made some plays last, yeah, he made, you know, on Sunday. So yeah. I mean, it's going to take some time for this back end to gel.
They're just not that good at guard in the pass. They're just not.
I think they need to start blitzing more, honestly, because they don't, because they can't just win with four. Like, they haven't in years.
Takes away the deep. Yeah, right.
Wink would just blitz everybody possible because he knew, I can't win with these four guys. I have to bring more.
Yeah.
And you have Marlon Humphrey. You have Marcus Peters back there. Marcus Williams is flying around everywhere. Kyle Hampton will figure out eventually. But, like, you need to start pressuring more, because if you give a quarterback, any fucking quarterback, 4 or 5 seconds to pat the ball and look around, they are going to find somebody open. I don't care who it is and who you're playing against. They're going to do it. You got to get after these people. And once they started to turn the blitz up a little more, then the turnovers started to happen.
Right.
So it's just,
that's what it's
going
to have to be, because they can't.
No, they can't just sit back there.
They can't just sit back there and defend. No. It's not going to happen. You need to create some type of friction
or
something.
Most teams, honestly, can't get away with doing that. Honestly. No, they can't. There's few teams that can win with four and just, it's okay. Like, a lot of teams can't do that shit. Exactly. And Baltimore definitely can't do that right now. So maybe they figured something out. All I know is, as long as eight's healthy, looks like number two is on the way, MVP-wise. And who knows what else the fucking records he's going to break. But barring some kind of injury,
he keeps doing it.
It's
a lot.
He's on pace for over 5,500 yards and 60-plus total touchdowns.
Can't believe I changed up on it. Went with Patty instead of him when I knew it.
Well, Pat, you know, he had a day on Sunday. The Chiefs had a day.
Stinker, man. This game was gross. It was gross. To me, it was gross because
I think there was a lot of Kansas City just shot themselves in the foot a lot. Like, I thought it was a really big, like, gritty win for Indianapolis because they could have folded very quickly in this.
It's a good drive down the game.
I mean, they Matt Ryan, three and out to open the game. They look abysmal, and you could have just fucking checked out, honestly, if you wanted to. Then Sky Moore muffed that punt, got you right back in it. You score quick, and you got the juice back in that building.
JT looked better. The line looked a little better.
Yeah, I think the thing was, like, I think more of the Colts' problems were just execution-wise on the offensive line, because they're not complete bums offensive line-wise. Like, they have the talent, just they're not executing. And it's, again, Matt Ryan, he's a veteran quarterback, but this is a new scheme he's never been in before. So he's not really the same veteran that you would think he is.
Give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
He ran a lot of the same shit.
I thought Al Pierce looked really good again. So having Pierce and Pittman back out there again made a huge difference for them offensively. I think one thing the Colts need to do, though, is a lot of shit they didn't do last year either was, like, push the ball down the fucking field. Because there were points in that game where Kansas City was just sitting flat-footed at about, like, 10, 15 yards. And they're just sitting on these intermediate routes.
Yeah.
You got to throw the ball down the field, bro. Right, right. It's with a lot of teams. Like, if you don't have any team speed, these guys can just sit flat-footed. They're not worried about you throwing a deep because you're fucking not gonna.
You're shrinking the field on your own.
Exactly. You're making it more difficult on yourself.
It's not.
So I think they did improve
a little
bit offensively.
They don't have no speed. You got to. Who the hell is going to be running back there? I don't even know who they got.
I don't know. They don't have that on the roster. Like, Paris Campbell is supposed to be the speed guy, but they don't. They only use him for, like, window dressing. So, I mean, a lot of teams are going through this right now where they just don't have any team speed. Kansas City's dealing with it a little bit.
They call number 13 up.
I mean, whoever Odell decides to grace with his presence, their offense is just going to completely
rock it up.
Kansas City just dealt with a lot of bullshit. Like, they shot themselves in the foot a lot.
Crazy ass.
It wasn't
even
Andy Reid's. I mean, it was just you had to miss the extra point. Then you had the muff punt after a three and out. Sky Moore again. He misjudged a punt the next drive, and you're down inside your own 2 yard line because he misjudged it. Like, he's not getting stabs offensively. Like, then they miss a short field goal at one point. They went for a fake field goal when they could have just taken control of that ball game and just kicked the three. Like, they just shot themselves in the foot constantly. And then they would have a nice long gain, negated by a stupid penalty or something like that. I mean, the biggest one
was... It's almost like they're playing around. Why do they do that? They play around too much.
I don't know what Chris Jones said to Matt Ryan. It must have been the worst thing humanly possible. Or that unsportsmanlike
kind of, like that?
I've seen them before, but I don't think I've seen them at that point in a game where it was 4th and 15 and it's basically slamming the door shut on them. But, you know, good for the Colts. They took advantage of it and they walked down. They scored, but... I have no idea. I mean, we have mics on everyone. We should be able to know what Chris Jones said. You know what I mean?
The refs got mics on them.
The whole field has mics. You know what I mean? Someone's always wired for sound for these games. There's no way somebody didn't hear what the fuck Chris Jones said.
What could he
have said? To have been the most egregious thing possible. At that moment in the game, for someone to be like, holy shit, you cannot say that.
We got a religious ref in there or something.
I don't know what he said, but I mean, I'm sure he was sick to his stomach. Well, that's what
I want to know what he said. If it's that egregious, then I mean, I get it.
But again, like, it's like at the discretion of the referee. So if the referee hears it and he's like, whoa, that crossed the line, then he's going to throw the flag.
It's almost like he doubled, you know what I mean? He took a second to throw it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he said something and then he was like, all right. And then he said something again. He's like, all right, now I got to
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Maybe he went somewhere and he was like, all right, maybe it's. He went that far. That's fine. And then he doubled down and said something.
What do you even say to Matt Ryan?
I don't know. What could you say to Matt Ryan? I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't.
Yeah, that was just that kind of just encapsulated the day for the Chiefs because they didn't really do anything correctly. They didn't run the ball very well.
I wouldn't have covered either
way. They didn't protect Mahomes very well. I thought Gus Bradley did a good job of switching things up because we were talking about it on Thursday. Like, this should be a fucking bloodbath. Mahomes is 17 touchdowns, 2 picks. The Gus Bradley defense is in his career. Like, He owns this fucking guy. And Bradley completely changed his schemes. He sat back. He came at him with 4 in Kwity Paye. And all of them did a really great job of getting through with just 4 down. They didn't really have the blitz.
Yeah, they did well. I mean, that's how you beat Pat Mahomes.
Did make a couple of just fuck you hilarious throws when you look back over on the All-22. It was like, no human being should be able to make that throw. But it just didn't.
That's why it didn't make any sense to me. It's like, how the hell are we doing this and we can't put the ball in the end zone? I mean...
It was frustrating to watch for me. Kelce dropped a big one. He dropped it. Then 2 plays later, they tried the fake field goal. So, I mean, that ball was right in his hands, but he was in that weird sun spot inside
the NFL,
that arena. So that was...
They were in control of the whole time.
We both felt like that was kind of the lock of the weekend, not Cincinnati and the Jets. You know what I mean? That felt like the biggest layup, given the Colts' struggles. And Kansas City coming in off of, you know, like
just a weird game.
Yeah, it was weird from the start because, I mean, Indy, they improved offensively, but they still kind of fucking stunk.
Yeah,
they still have a lot of things to work on.
They only had 13 points the last drive. Yeah.
So I think, you know,
it wasn't good.
They were 32nd in points coming into that game. I don't think they jumped up any point because of it.
So they
still have a lot of work to do, but, you know, it was encouraging. They didn't lay down.
Who they got next week?
They're 1-1. So, I mean, they're alive still, technically. They're not dead. Who do they have next? Let's look it up. Just that 1-1-1 across the board looks so fucking nasty.
Never again.
Who we got? They are at home against the Tennessee Titans. So it's a big one.
For both.
It's big. It's a big one.
For both of them.
It's a very big game. Yeah, for both teams, absolutely. It's a big game.
All right, come on, Vrabel.
No joking around. That's a big one. Kansas City, I think they're fine. Again, I think we go back. I keep talking about the West. Like, I think these teams are way more flawed than people want to talk about.
They definitely are. All four are just
super flawed. And I know it's going to be a bloodbath between the four of them, but like, this is me saying, like, I have fucking Denver in the Super Bowl, obviously. But like, this is my point. Like, people keep making fun of me about the Denver thing, but I'm like, looking at the rest of the fucking division?
Yeah.
Are we looking at the rest of the division?
Chargers
Denver's
are
sitting
fucked.
There at 2-1. Yeah, they've looked like dog shit, but they're 2-1.
It's true. You win the ball game. That's the goal.
Yeah, they look terrible right
Chargers
now. And
look
they're
worse.
Going to eventually figure something out where they're not going to be this abysmal forever, and they're still winning football games, playing probably their worst brand of ball. Raiders are 0-3. I try to tell people, like,
this
I'm not
division.
That interested in the Raiders.
This is like the most talented division we've ever. I've ever seen, and how poorly they've played.
Seen,
like the lopsided is kind
of
insane.
Seen these kind of talks before, and it's usually these teams can't get out of their own fucking way.
They can't
division wise.
None
like,
of
we
them
haven't
can.
Even started division play yet, and it's going to start being just a bloodbath with these teams. And whoever makes it out alive of that, maybe they're better than everyone else in the AFC, and they make a run. But who knows the way these teams look? Like,
yeah. I think the Chiefs have another gear. I think Denver has another gear. I think the Raiders kind of stink. And I think the Chargers are fucking...
I think if Herbert is hurt like that and their defense gives up 40 points
a game...
Yeah,
we'll get more into the 4 o'clock window about the Chargers. I don't...
What the hell was that?
I'm worried about that. I'm really concerned about the New Orleans Saints. They drop one against the Carolina Panthers on the road.
They're dead.
This one for me felt like a pretty fucking mortal lock here. Them going on the road to play Baker.
This was the most frustrating game I've seen all week.
Yeah, this game was pretty bad.
What the fuck were they doing?
Because Carolina didn't do a whole lot well offensively. They really didn't move the ball well.
They
Baker was bad. He had a lot of bad misses. He took a lot of bad sacks. Like, it was just some,
some weird play calling.
But the problem is that Jameis just doesn't look himself, and it's a problem for them offensively.
I think you hit the you are right.
It's gonna be tough, man. Like, he had no zip on the ball for a long time in that game, and he finally, once that adrenaline kept really going there in the fourth, he started to put a little more pepper on the ball, but he just didn't have the same zip, and he's not comfortable moving. And I think the play calling fucking stinks. It's taken a giant, like, multiple steps backwards scheme wise, like. It's a lot of just someone's running a go around, someone's running a fucking slant, and you hope Alvin Kamara breaks some tackles in the run game. Like, it just, the game plan, I have no idea what the fuck they were going for. And it was just so frustrating to watch because
poorly coached.
They were down 13-0 most of that game, and it felt like it was 35 points the way they were going about it. I mean, and when Jameis did go down and score, like, that touchdown he threw to Marquez Callaway was an egregious fucking throw to make.
Yeah.
He threw it in the triple fucking coverage and Callaway came down with the ball. Thankfully, but it was like, what was the decision making on that?
I don't know what he's doing. He's falling back into the guy who
I'm very concerned because they didn't tackle very well on the other end either. Like, that LaVisca Chenault 65 yarder was
scared me worse.
Horrific.
You know,
like,
what I'm
saying? Just scored, they got the momentum, and literally two plays later, LaVisca Chenault goes 65 yards untouched on a bubble screen.
You can't let it happen.
That can't happen.
That's like a college football, like, you know what I mean? Fugazi for God.
It's just,
that's,
they didn't tackle very well. There were a couple of plays where they could have got off the field and they miss a couple of tackles and Christian McCaffrey gets a couple extra yards.
I think they just got worse. With this injury with Winston, put them significantly down on the offensive side, but this defense also is not as good as
it was last
year.
They're not getting after the quarterback like people were planning on doing it. They only have two sacks this year.
And, I mean, they gave up, what, 23 points to the Panthers?
22 points, yeah.
It's not good.
No. And Baker was horrific. He was bad.
This was the most lopsided, like, the Saints should have killed him by 30. I mean, let's be, like, if you look at the roster, look at them, and the Panthers didn't even play well.
We were talking about this on Thursday, because we were looking at this line. It was 2.5. Like, this is fucking fishy.
What is going
on?
Why
is this the way it is? And then we started talking about it, like, well, let's think about it.
Baker.
James has got his back messed up. It's a division game.
Yeah. The Panthers are 0-2.
Weird things happen. Like,
most likely not going to go.
This was the first home win that Matt Rhule has had in over a calendar year. So he needed it. He needed it bad. So these teams, it was disgusting. I think I've come to the point now after talking
Atlanta
about these
might
last
be better
two games,
than these two, dude.
I think that I'm back to just not betting on the Chiefs anymore, and I'm definitely not betting on the Saints anymore.
They just, the Chiefs are too hard.
I just can't
the spread
do it.
Goes too high.
I didn't even pick them to cover or anything. I just picked them money line.
I know,
just need you to win, baby. Just need you.
And then you take the Colts.
Indy's coming home.
Look, if you took the Colts plus six, they would have lost by 40.
After losing 24 to fucking nothing to the Jags.
Yeah, the Chiefs make no sense.
And
sometimes
you were just playing with your food all fucking day.
I know. That's what they do. They do it all the time.
In New Orleans, it wasn't a thing where they were playing with their food. They just got
stunk.
Fucking outplayed.
Olave was like the only person offensively who
and
got
again, I think
out.
That's the thing too. Like, Michael Thomas looks fucking good. He looks as good as he ever has.
Yeah.
Olave is a fucking dude, as we thought he would be.
You got Kamara.
But
what's
going
on here?
Well, Kamara doesn't look great right now.
He doesn't look great because it's kind of the scheme, like you're saying. But I think, like,
there's not a lot of room to run. But, like,
we got all
he's
these weapons.
Still not hitting some holes.
We got all these weapons. We got to get something going on here. You can't have 7 points against the Carolina Panthers.
Look, the Jameis problem is a big problem, and that back injury is not going
to
go away.
I don't.
I was sitting there watching
Hill,
that game.
Man.
I was watching that game. It was like, just put Andy Dalton in. You put Andy Dalton in, you win this fucking game already.
Oh, I didn't even know they had Andy.
Red Rifle was sitting right there.
Red
I was
Rifle,
like, get him in there.
Red. My brother, dude, put him in the goddamn game.
That's what I was yelling on my TV on Sunday. I was sitting there watching. I was just put Andy Dalton. I swear to God, you'll win this game.
Taysom Hill's their third quarterback.
Yeah, he's their third quarterback. Their personal protector.
Okay,
and their third string.
All right, then I'm all right with Red Rifle.
Yeah Red Rifle time. This is what you get Andy Dalton for.
He sling it. He can sling it.
This is what you get Andy Dalton for.
Literally.
Situations like this. This is why you
hopefully
have Andy
James
Dalton.
Can get healthier or something. He's not going to get better if he plays every week. He's never going to get better.
This is going to be what Stafford went through his last year in Detroit. He had those three fractures in his back. He played every game. He played every snap. He didn't get healthy. And he looked like dog shit. And
how many times did he throw it, too?
Jameis threw it, what, 34 sometimes? I'm going to look at it now. There was no balance because before you knew it, they were down double digits. Yeah, and you can't just, you were just, he was 25 of 41.
It's hard not to throw in that offense and lean to a running game when Kamara is so good at catching the ball and breaking tackles, too. So it's like, what is our, like, what's our scheme? What is our identity? I mean,
Kamara had 7 targets, but only 2 catches.
That ain't it.
Michael Thomas had 5 targets, 5 catches, though. But I'm trying to tell people, like, coaching matters. Like, just losing Sean Payton is a big deal. You know what I mean?
Very big deal.
It's a big deal. Like, he got the best we've seen out of Jameis in a very long time.
Right.
And that short amount of time before he tore his ACL, we're like, this is the best ball we've seen Jameis play. And that guy's not there anymore. And I was talking about this on Thursday and Wednesday. Dennis Smith is kind of a fucking stooge. We've seen him be a head coach. Kind of. He wasn't good at it. I'm more concerned about the Saints than...
I'm saying right now the Falcons are going to finish better than the Saints and the Panthers.
Falcons are playing good ball, man.
They look a lot better.
Chicago and Houston, good for Chicago to pull this win out. I mean, everyone's been talking shit about them, but you look at the standings, that's a 2-1 football team. It's not pretty. They play hard defensively.
I knew this
that's
game
a
was
very
come
good.
Down
to, some, like, yeah. It was just a shitty Davis Mills pass. It got tipped, and Roquan Smith made a great play on it and set him up for the field goal range. But was just Justin Fields, like, he shows flashes of brilliance, but then there's a lot of times where it's just very simple, basic things where it's just completely over his head, and it's kind of frustrating to watch. And they're also not doing a lot to help him out scheme wise, but there are also times where they draw something up pretty good. And
Texans were close, man.
They were. I mean, they were down 10-0 early. Then they fought their way back to take the lead, and then they just couldn't keep drives alive enough. And Chicago, there's one thing they know how to do well. It's run the fucking rock.
They
can run the shit out of the football. And when David Montgomery went bad, they were like, all right, Khalil Herbert, you're getting in there, and you have 150 yards rushing.
Yeah.
They run hard. They scheme very well. I mean, Justin Fields can run the shit out of the ball, too, but he had a couple throws where it was like, damn, that was a beautiful fucking throw. And then he had some where it was like, holy shit, you can't be making a throw at this level. So
right.
Jay Glazer put out an article this weekend that did say that the people up top for the Bears are very impressed by Justin Fields. So that's good to know. That's good. I think he's in the line of that like
he's
Josh.
He's moving in the right way.
I think
way.
He's in that Josh Allen mold that first, year or two where they didn't have a lot around him. And it was kind of brutal to watch
a little bit,
but he showed so many flashes of like, holy shit. If we could figure out how to get that
somewhere around there.
But if he made one or two through like plays the past couple weeks where it's this like, oh, that's a game. That's a big thing.
He didn't lose an NFL game for 5 years.
he's really good, man.
He's very good.
He's got potential, man. They just got to get
you
somebody.
You got to look what's around him and be like, okay, let's see what he's dealing with. Like you just said, it's not great.
More along the lines of, Houston is going to be in every single game. Honestly, they don't really make a lot of mistakes. They run the ball pretty well themselves. Davis Mills doesn't really shoot himself in the foot a lot.
I think that before the game closed, it was at -3. So they did.
Yep.
They didn't cover, but
it
they pushed.
It was 2
so.
All week, and then it went to 2.5, and then it went to 3 right before the game started. Okay. So they would have covered. I took a money line because then I was sitting there. I was like, why is Houston?
I didn't bet on that. I couldn't bet on that.
I took the money line. I couldn't. I did. Because I took so many heavy favorites. I was like, I'm pretty confident in this one. Because when I put my ticket in, it was -3 for Jacksonville and the Chargers. And then it moved up to 6.5.
Yeah.
If it was at 6.5 when I put my bet in on Thursday, I would have taken that one instead of the Houston one.
Yeah, right.
But I was like, Davis Mills, he doesn't make mistakes, but he has thrown 9 interceptions on his road start so far. So it's been a problem taking care of the football.
Yeah, he's kind of trying to push the ball down the field sometimes, but I don't think it's
just
there.
Man, it sucked, man. It just started raining. The ball got tipped to the line.
Don't worry, Texas. You don't get one here.
Yeah, I mean, they're in ball games. Like, they're, again,
this is what we thought they'd be. They're a top 3 lottery pick, probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Chicago is the same thing. I think their philosophy is just to, just keep the other offense off the field as much as possible. So
play hard.
There's going to be 3rd and 6s. Like they had a couple 3rd and 6s on Sunday where they just ran the ball and they're like, fuck it, we're just going to punt. The defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
Brisker looks good. Kyler Gordon's a player. Like They got some dudes. I mean, it's a young, fast defense. I mean,
yeah, defense is entertaining. I think, you know, they played well.
They're but offensively, they don't have a lot to work with, and pretty soon, you know, they'll have some cap space. Maybe they'll take a swing on somebody, like, you know, maybe they take a fucking flyer out on Kenny Golladay or something like that.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a guy who just needs to change the scenery. Honestly, at this point,
I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
The guy can't be almost premier Pro Bowl guy for years, and then all of a sudden he just forgets how to play fucking football. I think he just
I don't know what's going on. I think he's checked out,
and I just don't think he's playing well. I think that's one of those dudes. If he gets a change of scenery somewhere, like fucking Cleveland,
he'll definitely be better than whatever he's doing now. Because
like they're talking about, they'll take like a chunk of his fucking salary just to get rid of him. I mean, you're a team like Cleveland, you should be kicking the door down for him. Honestly,
that drop last night was kind of hurt.
Again, I think just a change of scenery, I'm sure it would just change everything.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
So yeah, Chicago and Houston, man, these teams are gonna fucking stink all year. But I think with the brand of football that Chicago plays, aside from playing against Green Bay one more time, they'll probably be pretty close to fucking covering just about every single week. Honestly,
oh yeah,
with their style of football, and those games go quick. That Houston and Chicago game went fast.
It's like an 80s fucking.
It was basically a condensed game. Honestly, yeah. On Sunday, before I knew it, the game.
I mean, if you're
over.
Running the ball on third and six, the game's gonna end.
Both teams did that a couple times. So
don't fucking run on third and six. Throw the ball
again. I mean, if you got nothing to throw, but if you don't want him to throw an interception, you're worried about
You're back inside your own end.
The next game, Miami gets the win over Buffalo, 21-19. This game was just. It was very weird because if you didn't watch the game and you just looked at the box score, you were very confused why Buffalo only had 19 points and how they didn't beat the fucking shit out of Miami, given time of possession, yards, first downs, literally every single category. Like Buffalo was just far and away better than Miami.
Yeah, I think Buffalo should have won this game.
Buffalo just didn't play well. They didn't execute a lot. Josh Allen was pretty frazzled. I haven't seen him look that kind of...
in a long time.
A long time. Yeah, it's, you know, since he kind of took the step last year, he's kind of been that
time.
Dude.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think probably Jacksonville was probably, last year against Jacksonville, was probably the worst I've seen him
play. I'm not sure when it was.
Compared to that.
Yeah, middle of the year last year somewhere.
Yeah, he had that stinker against Jacksonville. I think that was the worst I've seen him play compared to Sunday. If you look at the numbers wise, he had 400 yards, he had 2 passing touchdowns, he ran the ball well, whatever. Like the glamour stats are good, but
Miami,
he was pressured constantly. They brought the house nonstop. Yeah. It was kind of like probably what they should have done the entire time against Lamar, most likely, but they started to do it towards the second half. So I think that's just what they're going to do. They're good enough on the back end where they can hold up 1-1. And just blitz the shit out of the guy.
I think they found something there in that fourth quarter against.
A lot of people are afraid to blitz Josh Allen because of the firepower that they have, and he's literally one missed tackle away from running for 65 yards himself. So, it's terrifying to think about it, but
scrambling.
You got to do it.
Got to do it.
I thought Miami did a really good job, though, of bending but not breaking. Like, because if you look at all the yards they gave up, whatever, all the first downs, fucking whatever. Once it got inside the 15, inside the 20, like that's when they really shut shit down and they turn Buffalo's water off.
Yeah, when they're blitzing like that, and you know, Buffalo, Josh Allen threw it 62 times. A lot of them were just dinking and diming.
Yeah,
they
threw a lot of just.
That's what you got
to
do.
Back,
I mean,
to the running back,
if you get the ball out of his hands, he can't throw it 30 yards down the field. So you got to think about that logically.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they did a great job. They pulled
it
out. That's what great
teams
do.
They didn't really punt a whole lot either. Like they didn't really. They
didn't
have a lot of
some
three
big
and outs.
Throws on third and 13, third and 22. I mean, those are huge plays.
That third and 22 when they were down.
How do you give that up though? Kind of your Buffalo, but
well, I think that was the thing that kind of led me towards taking Miami because they're missing Poyer and Micah Hyde back there.
Hey, we said this before, dude.
You have to think.
Poyer kills.
I mean, if you think Poyer and Hyde were playing that game, they'd probably take away most of those looks that Tua started to take.
Yeah. Well, definitely that one.
It was finally one of those games where it felt like somebody could finally take advantage of the young secondary. And then, you know, they did a good job where they only really had to worry about Von Miller, pass rush. Why? Because Jordan Phillips was out. Like, they didn't really have to worry about anybody else.
Yep.
Just Mike McDaniel's doing a great job of scheming shit up, and Tua is delivering the football. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Like, Mike McDaniel could draw all the plays he wants, but if Tua's not going to make the fucking throws, it doesn't matter.
The Bills. Missing some field goals, the field goal you didn't take before half, and then
the fourth and one, big spike with 6 seconds left that was nearly house called by Xavion Howard. But
what's the goal here?
But Diggs took it, and you know he ran out of time. Like you just took 3 points off the board.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
So I don't know. Maybe he saw a look. I don't know. Maybe he thought that Diggs would break one.
He's 30 yards.
Well, I mean, I guess he's thinking, like, if Xavier Howard's going to, if he's going to, he's out of the play, Xavier Howard was. But he's one on one with one more guy.
Right, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
It didn't look like. Maybe if Diggs was a little bit faster.
Maybe they were on the fringe range of field goal for in their mind. A little bit, but maybe. I don't know.
I'd rather kick it than do a bubble screen on the 35-yard line with 3 seconds left and a half.
Maybe he thought Diggs would get out of bounds quicker.
Maybe. I could think that
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe they wanted to get a couple cheap yards.
And he had to jump forward. He had to attack the ball, because if he didn't, you know, there's a good chance Howard was either going to take it or,
yeah, Miami is, they're fucking legit. To me, they're the best team in football right now. Offensively, they're a matchup nightmare, and then defensively, they're just bottom. They've got the fucking goods.
They just beat them and the Bills. I mean, they just beat the Bills. Probably should have won that game, but they didn't. So it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, you know, you have to think that Isaiah McKenzie probably wishes he just ran straight instead of trying to break up the field just one more 2 yards. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's just. I mean,
but given, I mean, Tyler Bass did struggle kicking the ball, so who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that too. But they were a millisecond away from spiking that ball.
Yeah,
they were a millisecond.
Yep. I mean, if you just run straight out of bounds, they have multiple seconds left where they could set. Get the to Bills that right hash fine, they though. Want.
The Bills...
No, this isn't an end of the world thing for the Bills. Like, it's fine. Like,
it's actually a good thing that they face somebody who's going to attack them like that, because now they can actually work on it.
Well, I don't know who else has the capacity to do that. I think Baltimore will try and do that.
No, they no chance.
I think they'll try and pressure him a lot.
They'll try, but they ain't gonna succeed.
But. You know, I think they, you know, I mean, back to the playoff game 2 years ago, I mean, they did a pretty damn good job of shutting down that offense.
Yeah. Well, I think so, when they ramp it up a little bit in the playoffs, yeah. But, you know, yeah.
That'll be interesting to see.
They got to work on it, though, throughout the year. Like we just said, Baltimore's going to start blitzing a little bit more.
Maybe. Hopefully they do. I think that's just kind of the light bulb moment for him. I mean, honestly, the way that Sunday went.
They're the worst pass defense.
Yeah.
The last what?
Like they play a lot of off, and you know they sit off these guys and they give up a lot of easy completions. But like they're also not tackling immediately either. So it's a lot of.
Well, besides Humphries and Peters, though, the other guys are just getting straight up burnt.
What was that, Armand Brown or whoever?
I don't know who their backup quarters are. Fuller going down and the other guy being hurt is a big deal.
Yeah, but I think Kyle Williams or Marcus Williams is playing really good. Oh, and Kyle Hampton's playing really good. Yeah, he's starting to figure it out. They're getting better. It's hard for a rookie safety to just walk in there and be fine.
Marcus Williams is playing phenomenal.
Yeah, he's flying around. I think he leads the league in interceptions right now, or he's right up there. So he's been good. He's been worth the money. I'm still baffled that, you know, they let him go in New Orleans.
It looks like they need him.
Tyrann Mathieu looks like dog shit. I'm kind of glad the Steelers dodge a bullet on that one. He does not
look
good.
Same with the Birds.
We'll go to Minnesota, pulling it out at the end versus Detroit. Detroit is up 14-0 in this bad boy.
I wanted Detroit to pull it out, man. They did a great job defensively. I thought they did.
They were up 10 in the fourth quarter, starting the fourth quarter. And
Kirk Cousins.
I mean, Jeff Okuda did one hell of a fucking job on Justin Jefferson. He had Justin Jefferson locked up. They did a really great job defensively.
2 weeks in a row.
They did really great job defensively.
That's 2 weeks in a row, though. You can't get your best offensive player involved. It's kind of bad, but same time, they made the plays at the end of the game.
I think they did a good job running the football a lot better. They got Dalvin Cook involved until the shoulder thing popped back up again. Yeah. But
they made it a point.
He didn't wear his harness, so that's what happened. He's going to harness it up next week and be fine. He's not going to miss any time.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift looks like he is going to miss a few weeks, so that's a problem for Detroit. But offensively, they're really fucking good. Offensively. Like, they're really fucking good.
I think both of them are.
And I think... You know, they just kind of took their foot off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they had to ramp it back up, when they didn't get as many stops defensively in the second half, they just didn't have the rhythm to kind of like make the plays they needed to make. But, you know.
Momentum changed and Minnesota was the better football team.
I thought Kirk was good. I thought he missed a couple throws, but he made up for it like tenfold the last, you know, fourth quarter. So Minnesota, I don't know what to make of them still. I have no idea. I don't know if they're really good or. They're just a middle-of-the-pack football team. I can't really tell yet.
I think they could be top-notch if they get Jefferson involved and they play. They have to put a whole game together.
Yeah. And they haven't done. I mean, they haven't. I mean, at this point,
playing a good team, Detroit, and if it's a top-notch team in the league, they're not coming back in this game. They're just, to me, they're not. I mean, I thought the Lions, they still should have won that game.
I mean, I feel bad. You know, I mean, Dan Campbell has been preaching this about finishing ball games and They just couldn't close it out. They had a little run there where it looked like they probably could have taken the lead in this ball game to end it.
They just could not. They could not pull through. It's a shame.
It's hard for these teams these past couple weeks. These teams that jump out to these big leagues to hold on to the lead and then kind of had that killer instinct to put them away.
When you have the momentum, you gotta snap the neck.
Snap the neck. Yeah.
Seriously, like you have to kill them. You have to have that killer mentality. You can't just chill and coast because these teams are good. Like they're gonna score.
Right, especially if you know Kirk Cousins can turn it on. Like he's night and day too. He stinks, and then sometimes he's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Glenn and them kind of backed off a little bit, and they didn't come after him as much. Kind of the stuff that was working for most of the time. So they kind of did a little comfortable. And then it came to the point where it's like, all right, we need to buck up and start making some plays. And, you know, it was already, Kirk was already pretty cooking there. So, yeah, again, this kind of goes back to Detroit. They're going to cover every Sunday. It's just the way it goes. So, yeah.
I mean, that was a lot for me. They were my big time parlay.
Just sitting there like, all right, Detroit's going to cover 6.5. I wanted to win
so bad, though.
Oh, me too. When they were up 14-0, I was like, let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm rooting for Dan Campbell every Sunday. I'm rooting for him every Sunday.
Dan Campbell. Fucking come on, man. Why does the Campbells not get that guy in a commercial?
I don't think
that would be electric.
I don't even think Campbell's soup does commercials anymore, really.
Well, they need to reinvest.
I think they just worry about the chunky soup.
Is that right?
Sean McVay's doing it.
Get him out of there.
Speaking of Sean McVay, Zach Taylor, his protege, they finally get a much needed win here. 27-12 over the Jets. They did what they needed to do.
I took nothing out of this game.
I wasn't thoroughly impressed by anything they did.
No. They got a lead early, and then they chilled, too. But their
defense
played phenomenal.
Yeah, I thought, you know.
Joe Flacco looked like Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I thought Flacco kind of came back down to earth.
Stinks.
Also, you're not going to win a lot of football games with Flacco throwing it 52 times at this point in his career. They just had no balance whatsoever.
He has to have the most throws in the league, doesn't he?
I think, and Allen. I think he was either first or second in attempts coming into this game.
Last week, yeah.
That's what I mean. He's in the top three in almost every passing category right now coming into this week. So
I mean, that's throwing.
I mean, he completed 28 of 52 for 285, but he had the two picks and he was sacked four times. So, I mean.
Right. It's like, no, whenever they needed to actually do something and come up with a play, they couldn't do it.
So.
And the Bengals defense isn't that good.
I think things changed when Garrett Wilson went down. Then offensively, they kind of just fucking sank. But, they still haven't been getting Jamar Chase really involved in the offense yet. I thought Sauce Gardner did a really good job against Jamar Chase.
I think that's
but I think
the,
we're at the thing
Sauce
too.
Gardner's a baller.
Yeah, I think he's had 100 targets or something already. He's only given up like seven completions or some shit
that's
for
insane.
90 yards.
That's insane.
Yeah, the kid's a stud, man. I thought Tyler Boyd finally getting him involved is finally good.
And
he hasn't been called the past 2 weeks.
Higgins
really
had a good game, didn't he?
Yeah, Higgins had a good game again. He had an absurd touchdown catch that they didn't call a catch. I mean, I would have just given it to him. Like, it was fucking bananas.
Even,
But, you know,
I didn't pay attention.
The concerning part that I looked at it from-wise was that this felt like it was going to be a big Joe Mixon day, and it wasn't again.
He got hurt, didn't he? He's a little wobble. He's questionable next week.
But he only had 12 carries for 24 yards when he was in there. He was averaging 2 yards a pop.
I think they're like kind of ditching the run here.
They had 28 carries for 69 yards, 2.5 a carry.
It's terrible.
So,
That's terrible.
Not only are we worried about the offensive line pass pro wise, because I feel
how many times did Joey get sacked?
Joey
he got sacked
two times.
That's
but
it.
He
yeah,
still
right.
was.
He was under pressure.
He
but
was under pressure still.
The Jets are like big up front, but they don't really have nobody to like chase you down.
No,
you know what I mean. So like,
again, they're a very good front against the run.
Yeah.
So maybe
right.
You know, but. It feels like at some point they got to get the run game going.
Well,
they got to get more balance.
The Bengals' kryptonite is they can't run. And let's be honest, if the Dolphins come at him like they did Josh Allen, like you better pray for this man's life.
That is very interesting that's our Thursday night game.
You better pray
coming
for this
guy's into
life.
Cincy.
It stinks. It's weird because of the spread. Like we
Cincinnati
were talking about
is what 2.5 point favorites. 3.5 point favorites,
which makes like
I guess
no
they're
sense,
thinking
but
that this could be a potential trap game for Miami coming off beating Buffalo, your division rival at home, close game, short week.
They think
it's
due.
A classic
and
trap.
Cincinnati's
game.
They
it's,
think both of them are due.
It's the classic
for
trap
each
game.
One yeah.
Because it's the thing too where most people are looking at that and go, "Why the fuck wouldn't I just hammer the Dolphins? Are you kidding me? They just beat
I'm
the
not.
Bills." The Bengals stink.
They stink, dude. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take probably Miami plus 3 or something. But
It just doesn't make sense to me. I think talking about it out loud, it's kind of hard to imagine that this is a legitimate ball game. This is kind of, I feel like, what we were doing with New Orleans. You know what I mean? And with Kansas City.
A little bit.
Thursday.
It's definitely like one of those games where you're like, oh, this smells like Vegas has.
It smells fishy. The for them to be 3.5 point dogs after doing what they did to Josh Allen last week, it's kind of like, what the fuck is he going to do?
The Bengals haven't done anything. They beat the Jets and they didn't even play well. Like,
yeah, I still think the Bengals have another gear to get to.
They definitely
But I don't
do.
Know if they get to it with the problems they have still in the offensive line.
It's the O-line.
I thought Burrow did a better job of taking what was available instead of just holding for the giant play. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot more
if
of it
they
is
do
like,
that, it
yeah,
helps.
If his processing gets back to where it was before, I think they'll be fine. Because they're still uber fucking talented. Like, defensively, they played well enough again. I still think they have some issues.
If they start the game up, they can manage it. But if they start the game...
Not if they can't run the fucking ball.
You're right. I agree with you there. I was going to get to that point. But if they start down and they just throw the ball every play, like, it's not going to work. Because that O-line, it's too bad. It's not good enough. Too bad.
I guess you can get to the point where it's like, well, maybe they don't need Lyle Collins. But it's like, I don't know.
I'm taking Miami. I'm not Galaxy. I don't even care if I lose. Take my money there.
Yeah, I need a couple.
Take my money there.
I need a couple sleeps.
I'm taking my foot. That spread, Tom, is going to go so far down. It's going to be like -1.5. It's going to go down 2 points before Thursday.
There must be something there. Maybe they're concerned with something about Tua or something.
Something in the air?
Maybe, I don't know, because Tua had what looked like was a fucking concussion, but they said he had a back problem. But I was like, that motherfucker forgot his address for a second.
Yeah, he forgot what
he looked like. He had way too many drinks at once.
He threw two rights out there.
Yeah, he looked bad. That was very puzzling to me.
Nah, he'll be all right. He played the whole game. What are you going to say now?
I know, that's the problem.
He looked good.
Yeah, he looked fine. You know, it was very strange. Last one of the 1 o'clock window, Tennessee wins 24-22 over Vegas. Tennessee came out really good. I thought Tannehill looked really sharp. He looked like he did about 2 years ago. He looked really sharp. He looked really good. He was quick. He was decisive. They did a lot of RPOs. They did a lot of quick passing.
The Raiders tried to take away Derrick Henry, which he only ran the ball 12 times, which is kind of crazy. But he got 64 yards on those 12.
Well, I think the thing, too,
so is weird. They didn't take away the run really well.
Tennessee didn't have the ball a whole lot in the second half.
Yeah.
In the first half, they had the ball a lot.
The Raiders killed themselves.
The Raiders shot themselves in the foot. There were so many times where Derek Carr made a beautiful play down the field, and then it was
the guy's hands, man, in the end zone. How do you not catch? Who dropped that? Who dropped that one in the end zone and went straight through his hands? Pick.
Touchback. I mean, that was a tough one for Waller.
It was kind of,
he was in traffic. He was about to get hit but it wasn't here. It was high.
Oh, it was a little bit? Okay.
I literally just rewatched it. Yeah, because that's all what right. I thought, too, when I first
I
watched it.
I thought that fucking catch face. That. Yeah.
It was high, and he was in traffic. If he could have done it, it could have been an easier play to Max Hollins.
They make everything
the
hard. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what's going on.
Well, the weird thing is,
I feel like an idiot for them fucking.
I thought defensively they played well enough.
Yeah.
They made some good plays, but again, like, so Harmon gets a great pick there in the second half to set them up at one point. And they come back, they come out with zero fucking points out of it. And it's just like, what is this team doing? And like, they ran the ball really well and effectively, and then they just went through long periods of time where they just didn't run the fucking football again. It's like, I don't know what Josh McDaniels is doing. Like, again, my whole problem with the Raiders coming into this year was like, that line fucking stinks, and Josh McDaniels is their head coach. Like, if he was their OC, we're good, baby. As long as he has no responsibilities, I'm cool with it. But we've seen, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
he is not good.
I mean,
was that statistic I just saw about him fucking coaching? Where it's some hilarious losing streak he's got going on here, where it's like, we need to start having this conversation with him. He just can't cut it as a coach.
What was their... Oh, so did I take them +2.5? I did cover. They only lost by 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good work.
Okay,
you're 11-6.
Okay,
good work.
Okay.
I thought they lost by 3 in my head.
I took them +2 in the book, though, when the game started. So I was pretty, I wanted to get out of it, though. Because it was such a debacle down the stretch. Both teams. It's like, Tennessee's like, we're not going
to
run the ball.
Yeah, Tennessee got to the
we're going
to
keep you in the game.
They couldn't run the ball, though. They tried, and they kept, like, came to the point where Las Vegas just was selling out for the run. And they're like, go ahead and beat us, Tannehill. Like, go ahead and make a throw down the field. Because, again, they were sitting flat-footed at, like, 10, 15 yards. Like, nobody's beating me back here. So, go for it, man.
Yeah.
You're going to nickel and dime us?
Another team with absolutely zero speed.
Yep.
Zero.
Okay, so Josh McDaniels is 1-10 his last 11 games as a head coach.
Well, how is this not talked about?
And he had a closed-door meeting with ownership after the loss to the Titans. So, I mean... They know, well, like, hey pal, like, this,
wake the fuck up.
This stinks, man. And I mean, they're not figuring out ways, any creative ways to kind of get Davante Adams the rock in kind of winnable situations. So
how does he?
I don't know. I mean, there was that whole drive in there. Like, shout out to Max Hollins for making the plays that he fucking made. Like that long 4th and 15 that he made and bailed them out to get them into the chance to win that game. Then the ball he made on 4th and goal to catch it for.
Yeah.
Like. It was just a bad decision by Carr on the 2-point where, like,
I know
Waller is triple covered in the middle. Like, you have Davante Adams here for a fucking reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm going to force it to somebody, force it to 17. You know what I mean?
The best receiver in the league. Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of Raider fans were, like, kind of irritated about. Like,
Derek Carr, I guess, stinks, that they got the touchdown. Man.
Like, Carr made some good throws.
But it came back to,
like, the line held. Or there was an eligible man downfield for no fucking reason.
They just killed themselves.
They just shot themselves in the foot so many goddamn times.
Man, this division playing themselves down the stretch is going to be comical. Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like, who's going to fuck it up the most? Literally.
We'll get more in the West here. The first of the 4 o'clock games we'll get into, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the shit out of the Los Angeles Chargers. 38-10.
This is the team that's going to make the leap.
So... the thing that confused me the most, I mean, we talked about this on Thursday, right? Our explanation of why we thought Jags were going to cover. Front 7's really good.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Chargers can't stop the run. They can't really run the ball. Herbert's hurt. Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker are getting off the quarterback at a tremendous rate.
Yeah. Now, this is weird. Did the line move to +6 and then it went down when Herbert was going to play? Or they put it to +6 because Herbert was out?
Yeah, they moved it up because he was going to play. They made it 3 because they thought it was going to be Chase Daniel playing.
Okay.
Because even at SoFi, they announced that Chase Daniel was the starting quarterback.
They tried to pull one. In pregame. They tried to pull a fast one.
So then when it found out that Herbert was clear to go, line moved up to 6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, I guess, you would think. But I heard Herbert, like, to move 3.5 points, I guess he is that valuable.
He did make a couple, fuck you, I'm an alien throws.
Oh, that one is absolutely that one comical.
From his...
game was already over.
From his fifth... Well, that's the thing I want to get to. I think the most I'll take out of this entire game was that Justin Herbert was playing this entire game.
Under pressure and hurt.
Down fucking 38-10.
Yeah.
Taking unnecessary hits, making unnecessary throws.
Yeah, get them out.
Just what the fuck are you doing? Like, you had no chance of coming back in that football game.
This team kills himself.
And the questions that Brandon Staley was answering afterwards, they're like, why was Herbert still playing? And he kept contradicting himself. He's like, every decision we make is about going forward and, like, the future. And it's like, well, how the fuck can you say that with a straight face?
He's thinking it the absolute wrong way.
No, it's not. When you got down like 15 points.
No, I'm saying you got to yank him.
You got to yank him. That's what I mean.
He's saying we got to get better with him in there and be better for next week.
He's going to die.
No. Yeah.
There were just so many unnecessary hits that he didn't need to take.
Throw the towel.
I thought Trevor Lawrence looked really fucking good again. And
yeah, he did.
Doug Peterson has him.
Christian Kirk looks good. James Robinson looks great.
Just easy. Throws, reads, just make life easy for him. Like, this kid is super talented.
Next week's
just
a big
make
test.
Life easy for them, him, man.
That, us going there, it's gonna be a good game. I think I think they're gonna surprise us a little bit, and then I think we're still gonna win, of course. But Jacksonville,
I thought it was Eagles are 7-point favorites. Fun of people like the Jags.
I said they'd be decent,
but like I figured they'd be decent too. But I still didn't think they'd be like they're gonna win the South or like they're gonna win. Fringe playoff games. Like, I thought they'd be competitive because.
Well, right now they're the best team in the South.
I don't know. I still think the Colts are better than them.
Not right now. Until they fix
certain things.
I still think the Colts are better than them. I think this
the
is,
offensive struggles they got. I think the last they can't throw it down the field. The scares me.
I think this is more of a Chargers problem on Sunday than it was. Well, that's Jags a big problem thing, then. And that was my problem with the Chargers going forward. Like
the Chargers play like that. They're not going to win more than seven games.
The biggest thing is you lose Rashawn Slater, arguably your best player offensively, honestly, at tackle. So you're going to have two backups at worse. Your bookend position. So
but that's a Joey Bosa's disaster.
Joey Bosa's dealing with the groin too, so he probably missed some time.
Yeah, they're dead right now.
So yeah, it doesn't look good. And probably their one speed guy that they had, Darius Guyton, he blows his knee out. So again, they don't have any speed. They don't run the ball well. They don't stop the run. You have Justin Herbert, but you have a mediocre wide receiver room. And your coach is kind of not
you
a
have Herbert. Mover, so that's kind of it.
That's the selling
and
point.
And he's banged
you have
up.
Herbert. But yeah, he's not what we want him to be. So
before the year, I didn't buy it how he could just carry this whole entire. He's not
like, talented enough. He is a floor raiser. He's a needle mover.
You can't give up 38 though through like 3.5 quarters and expect to come back. Like no. You gotta have at least
again
two
like
scores.
Once I felt like halfway through that third quarter when Trevor Lawrence scored again, it was kind of like
it's over.
Herbert, give me your helmet. Chase is playing.
Sit
we'll
down
play
here
next
and,
week.
Yeah, let's look at some film on the sideline or
there's
something.
There's no reason for him to play all fucking four quarters.
Sometimes you learn when you're not in there and you're just watching.
Or you just take one less hit for your ribs that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One less.
I mean, they were talking about he was going to take one of those like crazy pain shots before the game, like one of those ultrasound ones to get deep in there. And like they're talking about all these crazy pain medication things for him to take just to play that game. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Don't play him this week then.
Oh, he's on some.
You know?
He's not out there, so there's no.
No, way. He wasn't. No.
There's no fucking way. If you think that you need to wake up. Nobody's playing fucking sober out there.
Who needs to wake up is the Tampa Bay offense. Green Bay wins this one 14-12.
Green Bay.
It was
played
kind of
good.
Kind of a stinker or whatever, I guess, if you wanted to see some high scoring, but I didn't think that was going to be this at all. Both these offenses are trying to figure things out, and defensively they're both pretty good defensively, so Tampa Bay, yet again, fucking stellar defensively. Like, really goddamn good defensively again. Just offensively, they just don't have anything to really put fear in a defense, especially on Sunday with Russell Gage and Perriman out there and Cole Beasley off the street. Like, it kind of wasn't anything where Green Bay was terrified. Like, they left a lot of plays out in the field. Like, I felt like Russell Gage and Perriman could have made a couple plays to bail Tom Brady out there.
And Cole Beasley looked good.
Cole Beasley did look good.
He looked like they already got a little thing going on. I mean, Christ, he's been there for 7 days.
I mean, Cole Beasley, he could play anywhere. He's a slot guy.
Wes Walker.
I'll run three routes. Yeah. You'll hit me, babe. It's fine.
Yeah.
But defensively, they're really good. Green Bay's defense, really good again. And I thought Rodgers really started to click Romeo Doubs again, 2 weeks in a row. Looks like those two are finally getting
connection.
He's getting
definitely more comfortable with.
So
he's getting
scary. He talked about it on Pat today, where like him and Romeo are really starting to click. So that could be his guy going forward. And he's a big fucking dude. He's fast.
Yeah,
he makes
Cobb
those contested catches.
He's
like,
just a beast.
Yeah. Like, Dobbs, Cobb. I mean, they're starting to figure out a little bit.
Yeah, I bet this game. I put 40 on the Packers.
I had Packers all along that I flipped.
Yeah.
Once all the injury reports came out, like,
they wouldn't score enough, and they didn't. I just thought the Bucs wouldn't score enough. And they got to figure it out. I don't know.
I mean,
how
the
2-point
conversion
Mike Evans
was pretty frustrating because you can take that delay of game and he moves you back to 5 yards. You know what I mean? Like, you can't take that delay of game.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. But
they just struggled getting the plays in all day. They were against the clock all day. And I guess maybe it was more just communication issues on Brady's end with the newer guys, so it took longer. But
they were just
flustered.
And that defense is still
phenomenal.
Figured
out.
So.
I think, you know. Once you get Mike Evans back, if Julio does come back at some point.
He's questionable this week already.
He should
play this week.
You know, you have Beasley, you have Julio, you have Mike Evans. You have three veterans, dependable guys who know where they're supposed to be, know how to get open. It should be fine.
I mean, Christ, if Mike Evans played last week, they still have a better chance of doing a lot of more shit. So, just him
Russell
being back.
Russell Gage didn't have his best day. I thought he made up for it in that last drive or whatever.
Yeah.
But throughout the day, where
was that the whole day?
They left some plays out in the field big time, and Brady was pretty pissed about it. You could tell he was. offense line-wise, I thought they held up a little bit better. but still.
I think the greatest quarterback of all time is going to figure it out.
He'll figure something out.
It's just a matter of time. You know what I mean?
I think they'll figure everything out.
Ran the ball well. Leonard Fournette looked good.
Still got another gear to go to, too. I still think they have a lot to figure out. I think they know what works, and it's having two backs on the field at the same time.
The more reps they get, the better they're going to get every time. They're understanding more of Rodgers and Wilkes and Reeds.
I kind of feel bad that Christian Watson wasn't out there for an extended period of time, again, missing time to try and build chemistry with Rodgers because of the injury again. So hopefully he gets back on the field at some point and they can start building that up.
Gotta get healthy before you get out of there.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is really fucking good. And they haven't really figured I think both these teams are super fucking good.
Green Bay's defense.
They haven't figured anything out yet, which is scary. So I'm starting to think Green Bay's probably just going to run away with that fucking division,
Two teams is going to be a fucking dark horse at the end of the year.
I think both of them are just going to fly under the radar all year because they're not going to win pretty. They're not going to be juggernauts at any point yet.
Right. You're right.
It's hard to bet against either one of those 12s, you know?
Yeah,
it's hard.
Oh, big time.
But that was a fun game. And then also taking into the magnitude of this might be the last time they ever play each other again. I think they're going to play each other in a championship game here probably in January, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. It's definitely the last time they'll play each other in the regular season. So that's kind of a special thing. So
they stay healthy in certain things. Yeah. They keep, progressing rather than declining. Yeah.
It just felt like Brady was going to go down there and tie that game, though, didn't it? Didn't it just feel
we've seen it. How many times have we seen it?
I've seen this before.
But the Packers played phenomenal. I just thought they just don't have enough weapons out there to come through. It's
I think that's how Green Bay felt it too. Once they got inside the 20, they're like, "Who are you going to beat me with?" You know what I mean?
The Bucks. Hats off to them. They locked up Aaron Jones.
Did a great job stopping the run. The run well. They kept everything in front of them. Besides the first two drives of the game, Rodgers and them really didn't do anything. To give up 14 points to Aaron Rodgers is pretty fucking good. Give up 14 points and lose a game, it's got to be absolutely infuriating if you're a defense, but. They're just so decimated.
They just gotta say, Tom, figure it out.
We'll get you some guys healthy for an extended period of time, and we'll figure everything out.
I think it's more of that. Yeah, just get them receivers healthy.
I think the next game, Rams Cardinals. I think the Rams are still going through a transitional period too of figuring things out offensively. Cardinals, there are stretches where they look good. Defensively, it looks like they turned a corner and they're starting to figure some stuff out. They didn't give as much junk plays as they did to Atlanta, as they did this week.
Got them ready for it.
Yeah, really, given, it did. Mariota.
They kept Mary in the damn pocket, which the Raiders couldn't fucking do to save their life.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for him to throw when people around him. It's like he has to put extra oomph into it. It's really weird. I mean, they got Hollywood involved.
Again, with the shorter quarterbacks, you got to find the windows. You got to find the proper window. Yeah, you got to have the time to find that window, see the guy, and then
they were in
it.
His grill.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job getting after the quarterback finally. Wolf. So that looked good. They finally got some pass rush defensively. They didn't give up a lot of stupid big plays like they have been defensively. So offensively, they're still digging and dunking down the field because they really don't have that guy who's going to stretch it for you. So it's a lot of intermediate shit. So
yeah, I think
Stafford looks sharper though.
I think the Rams are who they are. They have another gear as well.
Yeah, I think those three teams we just talked about.
They got all the same, the receivers and their quarter. Once they figure it out, they are fucking, they're going to be for
plus
real.
Plus, you have three pretty fucking brilliant offensive minds that are leading you gotta keep, with, Byron Leftwich has a pretty good track record as a coordinator. LaFleur's got a good track record.
Oh, yeah.
Sean McVay's a fucking brainiac. You got three guys that will figure it out eventually.
You have confidence in them.
Yep. So, Arizona. They kept it close, but again,
without D-Hop, they are what they are. They
just can't figure out how to sustain drives for an extended period of time and just consistently move the ball down the field, keep their defense off the field, and maybe get some points every now and then. It's just so boom or bust for them every single time.
They need a little bit more quick hitters to me. It's either Kyler Murray's running around to save his life.
Yeah.
Or they're throwing go routes or far deep end tight end posts.
I think of more things.
It's real it's real weird.
Their offensive line stinks where they can't really hold up for
that's a problem.
For a long developing play. And teams know that, so they can't do a lot of those quick hitters all the time because teams are just sitting on it.
Yeah.
So they're kinda again, once DeAndre Hopkins comes back, things are gonna look a lot better and it's gonna be a lot easier for them.
I think they'll have a chance to make a run at a wild card, but it's gonna
a lot of these teams in the NFC, I don't think anybody's really pulling away from themselves yet. I don't think anybody's pulling away yet.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Seattle. Atlanta finally gets their first win. They've been flirting around with a win this entire season.
Yeah, Atlanta pulled it out.
It looked like they were about to give it away again. Mariota had a very costly fumble again in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he needs to clear that up.
Yeah. They're a couple Mariota fumbles away from looking at 3-0 right now, honestly.
They're a good football team.
They play hard. They don't have the most talent in the world defensively. They're
middle of the pack.
But,
definition of middle of the pack.
Offensively, they do enough creatively like to get first downs, keep drives moving, sneak a couple points here and there. But like, I think this boils down
hard to
more
than
like Seattle fucking stinks. You know, again, they had that one fugazi half against Denver on Monday Night Football. And since then, they have been hot garbage. So
They're so bad. It's hilarious.
I don't know how much longer we do this
with Geno.
Yeah, I don't know what happens when
it was
cool. Drew Locke comes in.
The whole you wrote me off. I didn't write back. But besides
that was a bar. That was cool. But he has stunk since then. Yeah, it has
but since then they did write you off. Yeah, and I think you did write back.
You might have to write back. This game was pretty clunky and tough to watch at moments. There were fun aspects of it. I thought Arthur Smith went out of his way to get Kyle Pitts more involved early, but then he petered off a bit later. But they did a lot of more like getting Kyle Pitts involved. There were a couple tunnel screens to him.
They gave him chances to make plays.
So
I liked it.
He's kind of coming off his stubbornness of like, hey, get that fucking guy involved. Split him out more. Stop making him block. Like,
it's like
what
someone
do you do?
Walked up and said, hey, you know that number 8 guy? I think he's pretty good.
You took a tight end 4th overall. And you're having him block a lot. Stop doing that.
That's not what we do.
No.
That's not the goal here.
Have him.
He's not even a
and
fucking
Drake
blocking
London.
Tight end.
No, he doesn't block.
He's not that big.
No, no.
Like, he's a big guy, but he's like a receiver slash tight end build.
He's a receiver.
Like,
he's not Kittle. You know what I mean?
Throw that fucking guy in the slot.
Put him and Drake London on the same side of the field. Good luck. Have fun.
He should have like 15 touchdowns. That's why everyone took him early in fantasy. He's a freak of nature down
there. Well, it looked like it, you know.
I think he's still going to have a great year.
Where
when
the
they
targets,
start getting
where
more
were
involved.
Where the targets going to go, honestly?
Yeah.
You know, before the season started, like, why wouldn't he have the volume?
Right,
where's it going to go to?
I think they're going to keep getting him more involved.
Drake
London
looks like a dude, though. Again,
he is a dude.
Week after week, he's on pace for about 90 catches, 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
and,
I like how they got him, what they got him running, too. He's always that outlet, too.
And
he's making plays. Mariota stretches it out, too.
The lazy thing was, like, he's kind of big, and we're not sure if he's fast enough to get separation in the league. He's getting plenty of separation every week. So,
I think he's pretty fast.
I think that was just a lazy thing that people, like, kind of get into.
I mean, he's not lightning
receiver.
Fast,
no,
but
he's
fast enough.
He knows how to get open. It's
like Saint Smitty's too damn like weak to catch the ball down the field and shit like that.
No.
That's just outrageous.
Maybe you can catch the ball, you can catch the ball.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football, Jesus Christ. My Super Bowl. Good Lord. This game stunk in just every way possible.
I turned it off.
I did too. I went to bed very early. And I watched the next day.
I made it to how long did you
my
make?
Horror.
I made it midway through the third.
I think once they got to about the 8th consecutive punt, I was like, I'm going to bed.
When
I have to work in the
when,
morning.
Whoever said this is the 8th, 3rd and out, I said,
yeah, I'm going to bed.
I had a $300 parlay, right? And I go, fuck this. I'm hedging and I'm getting out of it. And they pulled it out. But like, goodness Christ, man, it's 3rd and 15, Tom. They're in an I form with 3 tight ends. Yeah. I'm like, what are we running? What is Hackett doing?
Before I get into this, I would like to tip my cap to Nathaniel Hackett for accepting his flaws in decision making, hiring a very experienced assistant head coach for over 20 years in the league to be your kind of guy to deal with all that shit.
Yeah,
that's very big of him because a lot of people are stubborn. Like Mike McCarthy and a lot of other guys who don't think they don't have a problem.
Right.
And they just wing it for years. So I appreciate Hackett knowing that within 3 weeks, I'm kind of a fucking idiot. So I need somebody to tell me. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now.
He needs some help.
What the fuck is this offense? And I think, honestly, I think the biggest problem, it's Russell Wilson. That's the biggest problem.
It's play calling.
He's not going to use his legs and he's not going to use the middle of the field, he's fucking worthless. This offense is not going to work.
Hackett at the end of the press conference.
You
he did
call
a great
whatever
job.
Whatever
like,
you
I'm
want.
Like,
I mean, Russell Wilson going to that podium and looking us dead in the eyes and telling us that was championship football. Babe, that's not championship football.
The only receiver he got involved was Courtland Sutton. And it wasn't
which is
even.
Fine.
It was like, but it was like, it was real weird. I mean,
he only throws it to the sidelines. He doesn't use the middle of the field.
He doesn't use his tight end. He
refuses to use his legs. The ability of him using his legs with the combination of his deep ball throws and his arm strength.
That's what made him a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Correct. If he's not going to use his legs, he's essentially Baker Mayfield right now.
I mean, honestly, he's
a glorified Baker Mayfield if he's not going to use his fucking legs. He just plain flat out doesn't use them. And it's making me so fucking mad.
He showed it a couple times he can, though. I'm like, where the hell is this?
It's more, I think it's just the processing again with Russ. Like, these are the problems that we've had before where he gets in these modes where it's like, I got to make the most, I got to make the play. I got to make the play. It's like, just make the check down here. Just use your legs here to get 5 yards. Just do the simple fucking thing consistently.
It's almost looking like one read and done, too. One or two reads and no legs, done.
Like, I'm not, believe me, I'm not absolving Nathaniel Hackett of fucking anything.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, this is a Russ problem.
This is a two-way party.
If Russ doesn't clean it up, I don't care what the fuck Nathaniel Hackett calls. It ain't going to work.
You better be thanking the fuck out of that defense.
I mean, on the other end for San Francisco.
I think it's even worse. Jimmy G's offense stinks.
This offense stinks. It was last week Jimmy Garoppolo said, this is easy. It's like riding a bike. You know what I mean? They asked him about what was it like being away from the team. It's like, oh, like riding a bike. This week, well, I was away from the team.
He was riding one of the carnival bikes.
I didn't have a playbook.
He couldn't. I didn't have a playbook.
I didn't get to work out with anybody. Motherfucker, you're like an 11-year veteran in the NFL, motherfucker. Yeah.
I canceled everything out.
Bro.
There's no excuses for what I watched.
He had a safety and a pick six on the same goddamn play. If his dumbass would have stepped on that line, he'd throw a pick fucking six.
Dude, honestly, it was one of those games, Tom, where I was like, the only reason I might win this fucking bet is because Jimmy G is so fucking bad. I was like, what, this guy not get his porn star for the week? Like, what in the fuck?
Both sides. There were so many plays. There were so many plays that Jimmy G left on the field where Debo was wide open a lot. And
Niners should have killed him.
He just predetermined that he was going to look at Kittle or he was going to Ayuk, and he didn't look anywhere else. And like, these are the things that frustrated me about the Trey Lance conversation, where it's like, okay, Trey Lance is going to make mistakes. That's fine.
Can't be that bad.
He's green,
Can't be that bad.
Okay. But then I keep trying to tell people, Jimmy G makes the same stupid mistakes that a rookie quarterback makes as a 10-year veteran. That's the frustrating thing. You don't expect Jimmy G to make the mistakes you would expect Trey Lance to make.
He's going to kill this football team. This football team.
Absolutely. As soon as Trey Lance went down, I was like, I wish I could jump out of my fucking Super Bowl pick right now. This team stinks.
I'd change it again, right now. There's no way. They're dead.
They gave up 11 fucking points.
Yeah. They got 8-3 and outs.
Like, the defense is so good.
Jimmy G is terrible, bro. Both their defenses were dying. Could you imagine seeing 8-3 and outs just wanting a fucking sip of water to sit down and I got to go back out there and deal with this shit?
Could you imagine Russell Wilson giving you a fucking corny pep talk or something? Don't pass. Let him know. Yeah. When I saw that video going around, I was like, I need to change my Super Bowl pick.
Can't hear that this shit. Stinks.
Let him know. 98. Let him know.
If I'm on defense, I'm about to yank him off and tell him to shut the fuck up.
Shut up. You geek. Get a first down.
Let him know. He's telling them 14, and they're like, Russell, shut up. We're not letting them know.
Let them know.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys. Help him out.
That TikTok today he put out with the fucking burrito.
Yeah.
Is he doing it on purpose? Because this guy's, he's like a troll like Jameis, but he's not funny.
Oh, Jameis is
top notch. I love that guy. That's why I want him to succeed.
He's authentically a goober. But like, Russell, that's what makes Jameis great. So, Russell Wilson is a dork.
Bro, how many people made fun of that like immediately?
As soon as it came out, I saw so many people dunking on it.
So it was a conversation with nobody that he was having with himself. Like, either way, I don't give a fuck about him eating burritos. Like, if he can throw the pill, he'd be all right.
I want to jump out of the emergency exit with the Broncos. I've put U.S. currency on it. And I'm a man who sticks with his things. I'm going to ride this out.
I'd say prove. Maybe. You got time. It's only week three.
Again, it's week three. They're 2-1. Given all the problems,
how painful this
has been.
Are they the Titans last year?
That defense is really good. This could be a Tennessee Titans thing again where
they just pull it out their ass.
How the fuck is this team winning games? And you look up and they have 13 wins. And you're like, why? How do they do this?
Yeah.
They've been kind of dog shit all year. But they had the defense. They have two really good running backs. Their line isn't that bad. If Russ would just move a little bit, it wouldn't be as bad as it seems.
This is why I took San Fran. And I was like, I got to go Denver. I already put him in the parlay. And then I hedged it out.
And San Fran, I don't know what they're going to do because offensively, you know, the line isn't what it used to be. So they're not going to be able to lean their hat on that run game.
You're
but
cooked.
It's not the thing where it's not Jimmy G can hand the ball off 45 times and move down the field. This is going to be a lot more on Jimmy G's shoulders here.
If Debo makes like four people miss, that's the only time they get a positive run game usually. So, I mean,
it was either Trey Lance or Debo was the run game so far. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, San Fran, I mean, their defense is really fucking good.
Those running backs just don't.
It's really good.
They don't move the needle either.
Rams versus Niners is going to be interesting what that line looks like at the beginning of the week.
Is it, where is it at?
I think it's in Los Angeles.
It should be probably -5.5.
Which is like a San Fran home game, given the
It should be probably Rams -5.5. You can't bet on Jimmy G after watching that shit.
Won't. Can't do it. Won't do it. I would never do it.
How the hell did they almost win a Super Bowl?
I'm trying to tell people. They almost won all these things in spite of Jimmy Garoppolo. The guy's a fucking bozo.
This team is so good.
People were like jizzing their pants when he threw that 3-yard pass in the end zone to Ayuk. Well, what a throw by Jimmy G. I was like, it's a 3-yard fucking pass. Are you kidding me?
We probably could have made that.
I could have done that.
Yeah.
Good God. So that game stunk. And it's like, well, this game can't get any worse on Monday night. Boy, howdy, did it fucking stink for a long time until we finally got some touchdowns.
Yeah, I hit on my nice little same game parlay.
I had a
yours almost hit.
I had a Dallas Cowboys first touchdown score.
Diggs
had
catch that
two
ball.
Pick sixes go Diggs, through his hands. Baby.
Diggs every day got catch that ball.
It hurt.
Is he one of the funniest cornerbacks of all time? Because he gives up 100 yards every game, and then he'll get like a pick or two.
See, I think I'm in the camp where like I don't care how many yards he gives up, honestly, because he takes the fucking football away.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna be a boomer bust guy, be a boomer bust guy.
That's
like
definition.
There's a lot,
that's
but there's
definition,
but there's
right
a lot
there.
Of corners in the league who take a lot of chances and they don't fucking come up with the football
and they stink
and they still give up 1,000 yards. Like
right.
If he's gonna go and he's gonna take the football away 11 times, do whatever you want to do, dude.
Yeah, that defense is talented over there. I mean,
they're good.
Man, I thought I was gonna come close
that
to that
defense
tie.
Is good, baby. That defense is good.
For a second though, if they could have scored at the end,
I thought tip of the hat, like Troy was saying all night.
Cooper.
I thought Daniel Jones did pretty good given the circumstances of things.
He started pretty
he
well.
Was under siege all night. I thought his
they
receivers kind
first.
Of fucked him a couple times where they had some plays they could have made. Mm-hmm. They just didn't come down with
until
it.
Saquon had that 36-yard rushing touchdown.
Right,
they
had nothing.
They could not run worth shit.
Unless it was Daniel Jones just taking
he
off
also
the play
used his legs early. A little more, like you said. So, I think he had about 60 yards running.
Yeah, I thought he did a decent job. He didn't give the ball away until, think, you know, Diggs took it away later
he's
on.
Pretty
but
good. Did you see the ex-NFL player tweet, if Daniel Jones was on the Bills, he'd be the same exact player as Josh Allen?
He said cool. If he had a good offensive line, he's just as good as Josh Allen, which is like, nah. We tell a lot of lies on the internet, but that's insanity, man. Shout out to Cooper Rush, though. I mean,
3 fourth-quarter comebacks, baby.
3 starts, 3 fourth-quarter comebacks. He's on that Duck Hodges vibe.
Is he, is Jerry going to give him the reins like they gave Dak the reins over Tony?
We might have a quarterback controversy.
No
the fuck we don't.
Come on.
No, I thought he made plays when it
he
counted.
He did play well. He played well.
I mean, that game would have kind of been over if CD makes that fucking long catch. You know what I mean?
I know, it hurt me.
Catch of the hands, baby.
He did make up for it, though. He played
hell
a phenomenal
catch. Was nasty.
Halftime, we go in, all you see are tweets about CD Lamb. And I was like, can
get
you?
Get your CDL.
Someone
CDL,
said Duvernay. We take Duvernay over CD Lamb. Yeah. I said, let's calm him down.
It.
Let's calm down. He still had 8 catches for 100 yards with a touchdown at the end, too.
Yeah, that catch was nasty. The win, like he did 2 yards.
$50 in my pocket because of that, too.
Nasty, man. And Saquon looks good.
First time I've ever been a Dallas fan.
I get that the numbers aren't jumping off the screen or whatever, but like he's got his burst back.
He's doing
making
as much
people,
as he possibly
he's
can.
He's making people miss.
Yeah.
He's driving the pile again.
Messing
like,
with that D?
He's a monster. And again, defensively, I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're good at anything.
No.
I just think
they
just
play
hard. They play hard.
They're the Lions of last year.
They play hard.
Well, actually,
I think
they're probably better
Dable's
than that.
Dable's doing a good job of scheming things open. Like that offense is, if people are open, it just comes down to Daniel Jones throwing the ball well and them catching it.
The back
and
end,
then them losing
them
Sterling Shepard sucks.
That's unbelievable. That's a freak. That's
I
a
think
freak
a lot
play.
Of people are moving towards the conversation of getting rid of fucking turf. We don't need it. just take care of the fucking grass, because the statistics of people getting hurt on turf are
I don't know why we ever switched.
I think it was just for ease, convenience.
Bro, what's with the, we need the 70-year-old fucking guys taking care of the grass every morning at 5 a.m. back.
Just get out there and just take care of the grass, man.
The turf, people don't understand this.
Well, Harbaugh was saying, it's hard to move. When they played in week one, it was pretty tough and it looked like shit.
You can't,
so
it locks you up.
That's what he literally said. It was very tough. And
you
can't up.
Fucking move. You, like, yeah. That thing will hold you.
I mean, Sterling Shepard wasn't even running hard.
No.
He was just on a jaunt.
And he got his cleat stuck, and it's like, you hit one bad patch, you're done. Yeah. I mean, Christ, these receivers are running at 20 miles per hour. Like, you can't just switch your shit, so.
Does that mean that the Giants are going to hang on tighter to Kenny Golladay then, given their receiver issues? Because
they put him in after that. He's going to have to play.
Yeah.
He's too talented not to play.
Or that just means Kadarius Toney's going to have to play more. Whatever the fuck he's doing in practice that they don't like, he's going to have to be on the field.
Did they just put them two next to each other and go like, hey, just sit over here?
I don't know what it is.
Like, I don't get it.
I mean, I think that's the thing.
They don't like each other. I think a lot of fans. There's something in there that they don't.
Fans miss out on things. Like, we don't get to see practice every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, oh, there's definitely something going on. There
has to be stuff that he does that pisses the coaching staff off, where he is in the doghouse. Because every time he touches the football on the field, he's fucking electrifying.
Yeah.
So there's no way there's not something going on the field.
You might have to put aside your ego if you're the Giants head coach and be like, hey, We gotta play them.
Yeah, I mean, they're already pretty depleted weapon wise as it is. So
just fucking
play. And you're losing Shepard, so that's
tough. You
paid
this guy $18.5 million. That's absurd.
I think Golladay just needs a change of scenery.
How many years left he got on that deal?
I think he signed a 4-year deal, so he's got 2 years left, right? This is the second of four, I believe.
You either play him or you get him the hell out of there.
Yeah, I think that's the thing too. It looks like they're leaning towards getting rid of him. Like, I was reading reports. I think Jeremy Fowler put out something that they're talking to teams where it's like, we'll pay a significant amount of this money if you want to take this guy off our hands.
Just pay half.
Yeah, they'd probably play a fucking quarter.
If we didn't have receivers, I'd take him. But we look pretty good.
I think
good.
A lot of teams would be happy. I think the Browns should go get Kenny Golladay, honestly.
The Browns?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a
Well, I do.
How much money? Oh, they do have money on their books because Sean's money. Only got $1 million cadre this year.
They got money. Andrew Berry knows how to work the
game. If they get him, they could make a serious push for this division, because Baltimore's scaring me with how they're going to guard the Bengals, and I think they'll be fine. But, like, the only team I feel like Baltimore's going to have ease to beat in this division is you, because of how bad you guys offensively. But, like, you are still going to pressure them and how you guys played Lamar.
Yeah, we played
Lamar. You're going to put them in a bad situation as well. So,
well, I think the issue is
that's a weird division right now. I think the Browns, it's looking good, though, for them, pulling it out.
The problem that faces Baltimore against Cincinnati is that they don't have the pass rush to really take advantage of the fact that their line fucking stinks.
Right.
And then that's when you do
– can't. How are you going to win? You can't. You're getting dominated in the trenches. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an issue for Baltimore. Again, I still think I had them like as a 1 or 2 seed or whatever, but they're probably going to have some Sundays where they get punched in the mouth in the trenches, but you have 8, so you kind of can weather the storm. But
yeah.
What a week, man. Like, this was we had 3 primetime games that fucking gargled balls, basically.
Yeah, we need to
switch
this up.
And the rest of the slate was really good. It's kind of criminal that we're not getting Josh Allen versus Lamar in primetime. I think that's kind of insane.
Who needs to make that call?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who plays Sunday night, though?
I was going to see what the primetimers was this week.
We know Thursdays, the Bengals versus the Finns.
We have a game in London this week, so we get 9:00 football, so that's what's up. Okay, Sunday night football is Bucks and Chiefs, and then we have Rams at San Fran on Monday night, which I get it. But
those are electric. I mean, San Fran maybe not.
I'd rather watch Lamar versus Josh Allen on Monday night than Jimmy fucking Garoppolo. Yeah. Also, you know, this is a good week where, you know, we don't have to watch Russell Wilson on fucking primetime.
Thank God. Maybe that's it. Daniel Jones also is 0-9 on primetime.
Yeah. I mean,
not great.
Again, I didn't think he was a big doofus or whatever that cost him the game. No. He has been in years past. So no, I think if there's one thing that you're seeing Dave will do, kind of what he did with Josh Allen at the beginning, where he's like, he's helping him eliminate the stupid turnovers, which is only going to help them out. What's the line? You just see a line or something that looks insane?
Yeah, the line's already moved down too. They were minus 6.5 favorites. Now it's minus 4.5. The line's over the Seahawks. Yesterday it was 6.5. Now it's 4.5.
Is that because Swift?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Okay,
Swift's going to miss a couple weeks.
There it is. There's the equation. Yeah, I mean, these games are going to be interesting. Green Bay 10-point favorite against the Pats. Jeez.
You gotta think the no Pats. Daniel Jones.
Oh, never
or
mind.
Or no, never Mac mind. Jones. My bad. No Mac Jones, so.
Oh, Harr back there.
Yeah, Brett Hoyer.
Viking Saints, though, over there, overseas.
That game's going to be fucking goofy. You know those London games are fucking dumb.
That game, those 21, games are
dumb,
yeah,
dude.
Fuck.
Those games are dumb.
1915 Vikings.
They're the dumbest games possible.
I know. It never makes sense.
And then I think both those teams, they don't get a bye after, I don't think, either.
Where's the game at? In England or something?
Yeah, it's in London. Wembley Stadium.
All right.
Yeah, I've got a lot of deep thinking to do about this slate of games this week and where I'm putting my money at.
Cincinnati's already moving down. -4 now. It's already happening. I'm telling you. Oh, no, it went up.
Went up. It was 3.5 this morning.
See, now it's starting to smell even worse.
Is there something? Is it literally? Is going there something on here? With Tua? Yeah, why is that line moving?
That makes no sense.
All right, I'm going to have to think about that one.
Yeah. Man. All right. Well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out.
I think a funny thing is, like, right before we recorded, that's how, like, locked in or, like, we are with not any other sport but football. You asked me, how many games do we have left and how close is Albert to 700?
Oh,
I was like,
there.
He got it on Friday. Yeah. Like, oh, no shit.
Well, I guess I was, yeah. took the night off or something. I don't know what I was doing, but I don't know. Didn't see that one on my timeline.
It was literally fucking everywhere.
Did that Jabron get that 1 year suspension on Thursday, or did we not talk about that either?
What happened?
The Celtics coach?
Because
you are absolutely right. There's way more to the story.
Yeah, I think
that's just not consensual sex. There's no way.
What concerned me the most was, I think, Friday when Matt Barnes, who was very vocal on Thursday when it happened, that this is bullshit.
Took it all back.
He said, I was very wrong. I have people inside who told me what it is, and it's not good.
It put sports media in a blunder for a day because they took his back, and then they all found out.
Well, I think the thing, too, that kind of surprised me was, like, Matt Barnes, like, drove, like, across two states to beat the shit out of Derek Fisher over a chick. You know what I mean? So if he's hearing this, and it's kind of like he thinks it's that serious, like, that should be a problem for people.
Yeah.
And then Jaylen Brown in media day yesterday, he was saying he wasn't sure if it was consensual sex or not, given what was the information he heard about it.
Oh, Jesus. That's not good.
Which was also weird, too, given Boston Celtics media day. It didn't seem like they kind of prepped any of these guys about the situation that's going on because they all had different answers about it.
That's not great.
That's just not good. Like, they should have had a team meeting before the media day. Like, look, this is the information that we have. This is what happened. This is how we go about doing it.
Shut
Jason
up.
Tatum had a different take on it. Jaylen Brown had something different to say about it.
It's hard to
Marcus
tell them
Smart
not to say
something
no,
yeah, different about it. But they all seem like they have no idea. It's like, it seems
how
like
about Stephen A. Smith yelling at that broad?
Malika Andrews?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to tell Stephen A. Smith to stop on his own show. Like, nobody's able to do that. But I mean,
I get that, but he's in the wrong, wasn't he?
Stephen A.?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he is.
And
he's loud and wrong, per usual. He's usually loud and wrong.
I thought it was kind of funny to see him wrong.
Yeah, so the Ime thing's, it's going to get nasty. And the reports that came out that the woman that he was fooling around with was the person who deals with the travel for the team. And she was also making travel arrangements for Nia Long throughout the trips and stuff like that, and dealing with her travel to and from games. So
this guy's a baller. This guy's got to go.
Nasty work.
He's got to get fired.
So
he's got to go.
That's the thing too, where it's like
to reset it. You got to. You can't fix this after a year.
You spend him a year. He comes back, and then what? You've already lost the locker room. You're probably not going to coach in the league again. Like, you can't be doing these things.
You can't fuck up like this.
Honestly, you went from going to one of the best young coaches in basketball,
if not the best.
Like, you had one of the best turnovers we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
They were dead at the All-Star break. Yeah. Then they're in the fucking finals with a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, and they're probably favorited next year to win.
They are. They're Caesars odds-on favorite. I don't know if they still are. I haven't looked, given this whole thing, that the ick that's going on with them.
Coaching matters.
Man, the media, like, days for Boston and Phoenix were fucking grim.
Grim. I still haven't talked to them.
Grim, dude.
How have you not talked to him?
DeAndre Ayton, when they asked him yesterday.
Good. Glad the deal got done.
Basically, that's basically what he said. And he said, that's it. And they're like, oh, fuck, this stinks. And then how about you and Monty Williams? You guys figure things out. He's like, literally haven't talked to him since game 7. How is that possible? Even with all the things going on.
It's not.
And then you sign him. If you care about him. He's going to be on the team until at least January when you're eligible to trade him. You got to talk to him, right? Like, hey, big guy, we need you. Let's get it going. Even if it's fugazi, even if it's bullshit, like, we have jobs. Like, I go to work.
Here's a point.
I talk to people all the time I don't fucking like. But I go to work, I do, and I come home. That's you don't have to be friends.
You don't have to say anything good. Or no, let me tell you something. You don't have to say anything good. You don't have to say nothing bad. You have to say something.
You got
to
talk to each other.
You can't not. Because all you're doing is closing that book. Because once you stop talking to a player, all that means is you don't give a flying fuck about that guy.
Bossman99 is doing revenge videos, and he's ready for trade requests. And the DeAndre Ayton thing.
Look, dude.
The Sarver thing.
When you when you're favored by 8 points in a game 7 and you lose by 60... You almost got to kill the building.
It's bad.
They got no faith in CP3 in the playoffs anymore. You can't.
It's bad vibes.
Devin Booker's the only guy holding on for that. Who was it? Fucking franchise.
Marcus Spear, or who was it? Marcus, whoever. I can't remember the guy who was doing it. He said he felt like he was at a funeral instead of like a media day. It was so bad.
Yeah. I don't see either of these teams.
Because everywhere else I'm looking like the vibes are good. They're having fun. Like
now the Celtics could figure it out. They're smart enough. They're a very talented team.
They're extremely talented.
But coaching
Phoenix
has.
Is extremely talented too. But that little Monty Williams and fucking DeAndre Ayton thing is nasty.
I don't know how you fix that.
And you could tell it was kind of weird in the playoffs because a lot of times he was getting
iced
out of games.
Can you imagine how weird it is going to be now the first time they talk to each other? Hey, get down there. Work on that post hook. What? Hey, it's nice to see you too, Coach. I haven't talked to you in 4 months.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you since game 7, dick.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was it his fault that they lost?
Whose?
Ayton.
No. He was playing video games, so probably.
Did Monty Williams just get blown up by 60 and said, you know what, fuck this team. I ain't talking to nobody for about 3 months.
Doubt it. Because him and Chris Paul are really good friends. So I...
You know, they put a bottle shitting all down and fucking just shitting on DeAndre Ayton.
I don't know. I don't know. The DeAndre Ayton thing's weird. I don't know. But yeah, the Celtics.
We got two top teams that are like favorited that
like
we got figured out.
We heard about like the Udoka thing, but we still haven't heard a lot of the stuff we need to know, honestly.
No, that's why I said like nobody should say anything really right now. I mean, unless you know for a fact.
Brad Stevens should have told the Celtics players to do that instead of them all having their own fucking thing to say.
Maybe he didn't
where
know
they all look lost.
Well, we don't know how bad it is. Like, if you literally
asked Jason Tatum how he found out about it, he said, like, you guys on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, that's not great. But, I mean, a lot of the times media does attack it first. But at the same time, maybe Brad was like, I can't even say what he did. Like, legitimately.
Well, you shouldn't be the leader of these men then. You got to tell them.
All right. Yeah, you gotta be a man. You gotta grab the horse. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. But what if it's? I mean, I don't even want to guess. But like, it sounds.
When
fucking...
Jaylen Brown literally said he was questioning whether it was consensual sex or not, I'm like, Jesus, how can this guy come back in this locker room? You know what I mean? That's one of your best players saying that.
Yeah, you just raped one of our employees. Technically,
that's what he's inferring. Like, you can't say that about
how
your head
not
coach.
Fired? How he gotta be fired?
Honestly,
he's gonna
I
get
think
fired.
They did it for selfish reasons where. They didn't want him to get scooped up immediately. So they'll suspend him. He's still theirs.
Then they're going
to
fire him?
And then they'll probably fire him at the end of the year.
Oh, my Lord. That's a shit show, dude.
They might just fire him like once the season starts and training camp's done so he can't get integrated with the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
because you're not going to make a hire out of nowhere.
If it comes out about how bad it was, I don't think you can't hire him if it's that bad.
I don't know. Some people don't give a shit about things.
Imagine working with a woman in any other front office, though, for the next 20 years. It's never going
to
work.
LaMelo is still campaigning for Miles Bridges to get signed back with Charlotte.
Well,
he beat the shit out of his girlfriend. Nearly killed her.
You
know what I mean?
That's why I haven't started rapping and shit. Yeah.
I mean, it has nothing to do with rapping.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
But like...
Yeah, I don't know about
some people don't care. Like they're just fucking dense.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, we got a statue of a guy who murdered
dumb.
A guy in 2000. But,
they're just dumb.
Know. Yeah.
Oh boy.
As long as you go out there and you win some ball games,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Just put the ball in the basket. Nobody gives a shit. Coach them to win some games.
Yeah, but I don't know. Rape's pretty far. That's pretty
it's
far
rough,
down. That's
man.
That's like as bad as it
gets.
Like
I've been thinking about this all weekend, and more stuff is kind of like trickling down, but it's like. Udoka really went from like being legitimately like on top of the coaching world to like literally a couple months later
he's in the basement.
You're blackballed from the league, most likely. You are not going to be coaching again.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time for someone to have the balls to put him on their bench.
That's my point.
You know what I mean?
It's going to take
someone who's like, look, we got a good enough culture
here. Everyone deserves a second chance and something like that.
We have a good enough culture. I can do it. Let's do it.
Years down the line. Years down.
Correct. It's going to take a while, but it's going to need a really established head coach to be able to have the say in putting him on that bench. It's not going to be a first or second year guy going, yeah, Udoka. And they're like, are you fucking insane?
Yeah. You don't want like a better coach than you too on your sideline if you're new too.
No.
What? Yeah, that's not going to work.
No. All right. That was Tuesday and Monday.
That's every
day. And Saturday and Sunday.
That's all it is.
And Friday.
Do you win any college football bets?
No. Michigan could not cover against Maryland, so I lost. Everything else would have fucking hit. Thank you, Michigan.
Maryland's so close.
Maryland could put up some fucking points. I did not take that into consideration.
Roman, that running back, I'll tell you, is straight electric. But the guy, the muffed up kick on the first play of the game, I mean, it just set the tone. That's why we lost the game. The opening kickoff cannot go off your chrome.
I think what happened was I wanted to pick Maryland to cover. And then I was watching game day.
I couldn't.
And then
you did get too hyped behind these dogs.
And then it was 17. You know what I mean?
It's not, they're averaging 50 points a game. There's no way they should have covered. It smelled. It should have been like 30, to be honest.
That's what I mean. I wasn't going to be comfortable with 30.
Yeah.
I saw 17. I was like, they could do 17.
It's three touchdowns.
They could do that. Yeah. Why not?
I mean, I had Bama minus 27 at half. And they covered.
Honestly, I did everything in like the noon window, basically. So like I wouldn't ruin the rest of my fucking day just worrying about it.
Yeah,
so once that didn't hit, I turned off college football and I went and golfed. Yeah, actually, I was golfing when you texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man. See what you had. It didn't work. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I think I won like 35, 40 bucks, but nothing great. Lost some ones.
We're on to week four. We'll win some money this week. Yeah. I got some thinking to do about
it. I think I lost App State.
Where I'm putting these App State putting this money.
App State was up about 28-7.
James Madison came back
and,
hardcore.
App State, what type of football team that is? That is a complete shit show.
Yeah, they're good for one you beat you Texas, to everybody
yeah,
else.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. That's college football, man. You can't really, who knows with anything.
That's baseball.
That's baseball. It's college football. Who knows? Aaron Judge is still, what, two away? You know what's funny is that, like, they didn't even, like, fucking think about doing live look-ins to Aaron Judge last night during the Giants game. You know what I mean? On ESPN. Yeah. They didn't even think about it.
They don't like the disrespect.
Not even a thought.
He's leaving. It doesn't matter.
I mean, he did wear the hoodie where it's New York or nothing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That was for free.
Maybe it was. Yeah, it probably was for free.
100%.
All right. We got a nice little Wednesday tomorrow. That's when we really start talking about the betting. Getting our minds right.
Yeah, we got to figure out what's going on with this line.
All right. Be a friend. Tell a friend. We'll be back tomorrow. See ya.
It's over. It's over.
Y'all take it easy. I'm out.